loyalty. She's mine. She's mine. My cup of tea, yeah.
Good evening, everybody. You're listening to WMFO. I'm Sean.
I'm Trevor.
This is Miles.
Yeah, you guys should just shift them down.
Try that one.
So this is a special week on So That's Good News. We're doing training like at WMFO every semester. The DJs like to train a new generation of DJs. Pass on the torch, as it were. So we're gonna chat, we're gonna learn, we're gonna play some music. And we're going to keep the ball rolling. We've been listening to some cool stuff this week.
Yeah, what have you guys been listening to?
I've been listening to Sango.
Sango!
Yeah.
We're fans. This is what's been on my mind all week. We're just going to start. We're going to roll right in.
Call.
Yeah, feel free to call in if you have any opinions.
Yeah, 855-915-WMFO.
Say that again.
855-915-WMFO.
Speaking of which, you are listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
Free.
Rusting up along so much and then get
Left alone. Left alone. Cloud hidden and my whereabouts unknown. Casadero got me wearing all camo. Decked in Patagonia, head to toe. Down for whatever I think I let go. No more shoes or socks, I only rock sandals. I can tell if I'm hip or getting old. I can hear you, maybe you could change your tone. People tend to listen when they see your soul.
Thank you. this time we'd like to do for you. A song comes from Swaziland. It's a song that I learned from my wife, who learned it from her mother. It's a healing song. And the words say, when I was able and healthy, I had many friends. But now that I am bedridden, I see many smiles on many faces. Bajabula bonke uma ngilele phansi.
Oh, really selected the Felawe, oh Milo Malo. If you want to go wash, now what are you going to use? Toba Fesebe, oh Milo Malo. If you want to cook soup, now what are you going to use?
Karar vermişler. Cemal'ın the bread and the tutorial.
I'd just like to remind our dear listeners that you're listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford. That's WMFO in Medford. Quick PSA from your folks out here. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit cdc.gov/CFS for the latest diagnosis on diagnosis and treatment. That's it. See you next week.